And this afternoon I have a great privilege to speak to Gerard Marx. And Gerard, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon, Johan, and to your listeners.
Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. I can tell you down here in the Cape, it's a cold and a windy afternoon. The rain coming in with a cold front setting into the Cape at the moment. I don't know how the weather your side is, but this side it's cold and windy.
We've got a couple of warmer days this week, but we're expecting the cold to come again.
I want to ask you, you are doing such marvelous work, Gerard. Two-thirds of the world's people prefer to learn the most important things in life through speaking, oral means, if I can put it that way. And most, all of the remaining unengaged Bible-less people in the world there are so many of them. Now I want to ask you, are the 7,387 languages in the world, approximately 2 billion people, are without the original testament? What do you do and what has the Lord called you to do in this regard?
Thank you, Jan. Yes, I serve a institution which is part of the Bible Movement. Bible Movement, obviously a global movement, which do have various organizations, partners involved. And that's typically your Bible translation agencies, your Bible translation training agencies. And I am the director for the Center for Oral Scriptures, which is a department of the Institute for Biblical Languages and Translation. We headquartered in Jerusalem in Israel. My focus specifically is to train the Bible translators and consultants who come from what we call the languages that do not have a writing system. In Greek, that's the word agraphos people, and they speak these languages, and they are skillful oral learners. But many times we think that they are not trained, and they would not be able to do this. But we're training the Bible translators specifically to translate the Bible into the means that they would be able to engage with.
Harold, this is so... such a wonderful calling you have. And, you know, many a times we as Christians, we think we've got the Bible, and the Bible is there, we've got an app for the Bible or whatever. And perhaps for some people it's news that there are people in the world that don't even have a written language, as the Greek word says, as you call them, the agraphos people. Just tell us more about that.
Yeah, it's... With all the population that we have in the world and all the languages, right, 7,000 languages, which is the spoken languages, that's not dialects, that's main languages. So we're saying about 45% of them do not have a written form. So 45% of 7,387 languages don't have a written form. Now, obviously, in Bible translation, those languages are the ones that we typically called were left behind, because they're challenging to translate, because they don't read. But we have a further problem, especially with our current generation of young people. We call them screen agers. And for them in particular, we can typically ask, how many times do they read? How much books do they read? So if the Word of God is not coming through to them through a screen, through oral means, through visual, they're not going to hear it. Literally, as Romans 10 says, and faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of the Lord. So that's what we work with, is especially in this field, what we call oral Bible translation. It highlights the value of understanding the original scripture performance practices of the original ancient recipient community, their culture, their language, and then how to interpret that and how to translate that, not in a written form, in an oral form that would be either spoken or visual for these people groups. So there are quite a number of translations taking place at the moment. I'm working with one group that has taken on 1,000 of these languages, and they want to see at least a story set, a gospel, and the Jesus film. They want that to be translated before 2033.
What a vision, what a plan. Gerard, through the biblical translation movement, you have, and the Center for Oral Scriptures, you serve the people. Tell us, how do you do that?
So basically, with the Institute of Biblical Language and Translation, we focus on the original source languages. That would be the Hebrew and the Greek, Hebrew for the original Testament, Greek for the New Testament, and its performances. So we train through what we call our postgraduate programs. That is our master's program. We have two of them. The one is a master's in classical Hebrew. The other one is a master's in classical Hebrew and translation consulting. So the first one, very clear, that is for Bible translators. The second one, that's for consultancy training. So we train them from the original languages, so typical in the language. Our focus there is that they need to be able to speak the language and to think in the language, and then to really to understand its performance. So we have specialized courses, all of it intensive. So it's a very intensive course. And then we have translation subjects as well, which they have to take. And obviously in that, we also have what we call the orality languages or the orality certificate, which they have to take in order to become involved in what we call oral Bible translation.
Gerard, it sounds very technical. If someone listening this afternoon say, wow, that sounds like what the Lord has laid on my heart, how can I get involved? Can ordinary people get involved as well?
Yeah, we do many times get the interest of people that says, I want to be involved in the Bible translation process, or I've got some training. So we do accommodate some of those people because they can do certificates, like the certificate with our School of Biblical Hebrew. Currently, the residential program is about 9 months full-time residential in Jerusalem. We do have the Center for Extension Learning, where we take our courses online. It just takes longer to do that 9 months then, a couple of years it can actually take to do it through the online process. And people can just go to the website, and it's IBLT, I for Institute of Biblical Languages and Translation, IBLT.ac, and there they will get the typical information. Now, we follow the Northern Hemisphere Academic Program, which says that the academic year starts in September and ends in August every year. So our next intake is going to be for this September. Due to the global pandemic at the moment, we've postponed it until January 2022, but there are still room to start this year with online classes. And so just to give it an appetizer as well, one of the first courses that we do is called the Jonah course. And so learning Hebrew, learning the biblical Hebrew, modern Hebrew, all of that around the book of Jonah, which is quite intriguing on its own as well.
Gerard, just give us that. We'll have it later on again, but just give us the www.iblt.ac.
That's correct, yes.
I'll just repeat that. The website, go to www.iblt. I, information, B for biblical learning training, iblt.ac, not co.za, dot AC, www.iblt.ac. Gerard, just give us a picture in words of the nations and the people who don't have a written language. Can it be in these days and times?
Yeah, well, it's quite interesting. The other day I was meeting with a representative here from Wycliffe in South Africa, and we were talking about new translation projects that were starting in South Africa for free languages that we previously thought were part of some of the major languages. Only when they did research on the languages, they found that they're actually a separate language. So right here in South Africa, there's free languages that is probably going to start soon. And I know that some of them will include an oral Bible translation process as well. But we see this in Southern Africa, and so if we look at the world population and languages that still need translation, We see that the major block sits in Asia, roughly around Indonesia. There is the major block of languages that still doesn't have a single verse of scripture. In Africa is the next one. So if we look at Central Africa, that's where the majority are. And then it goes further on, you know, so the two main blocks would be Asia, Asia Pacific in particular, and then the other one is in Africa. And so we do see that quite a number of young people are coming. Especially through one of our partners, the University of the Nations, they're coming and they're joining up and they want to be involved in the translation process. As you may be familiar, translation work is a very dedicated, it's actually a calling. So, you know, to be focused on that because, well, as we always say, it's not language that needs the Bible, it's people that needs the Bible. Hmm. They need the Word of God to engage with the Word of God in order to be transformed. And it's our call to make sure that we present to that people group the Bible in a form and in a way that they are able to engage with.
Gerard, where did your passion come? How did it develop into what you are doing now?
Well, it's a couple of things that have happened over the years, but I think the most important one was you know, being involved in Bible distribution myself. Every year, around about Passover, we would distribute Bibles with a local congregation here on the N1 close to Kranskop Toll Plaza. We were always distributing Bibles. So to this day, I'm still doing Bible distribution, you know, just talking to people and tell them about the Word of God. That's where I realized, even in South Africa, you know, even with so many languages that we have here, all of the major languages have a full Bible. I realized that so many people don't really understand the Bible. And sometimes they read, but they don't understand. And I saw the difference the moment that for oral learners, you bring the Word in an audio format. They will typically say, oh, God speaks my language. And I'm like, okay, you've just read it, but now you're telling me God is speaking to you. And they say, yes, that's what's happening. So that change that happens if we just bring the Bible to them in a format that they understand. And now with the young people, we all know that they work with video.
Yeah.
So there is such a movement globally to bring some of the scripture portions in video. And we are all familiar with the Jesus film. Most recently, we've seen the impact of the series The Chosen. And how many people have watched that? You know, and that there's so much research that goes behind that to ensure that it communicates clearly and accurately with meaning to the audience.
Gerard, this is such exciting stuff you are sharing with us this afternoon. And I gave you his cell number earlier on. On a Monday afternoon, I have a young student. He's a master's student of the Hebrew language at the University of the Free State, de Villiers Nel, and he has an insert on something else, the program I do on a Monday afternoon, called The Hebrew Meaning of Your Favorite Texts, and he's so brilliant. Now, I'm excited about what you are doing. Just give us the contact, please, once again.
So the Institute's webpage, www.iblt.ac, www.iblt.ac, based in Jerusalem, but we work globally. So currently we have about 107 students in online courses, and they're from all different nations, and it is just so fascinating, you know, especially what you've just said. To look at the Bible through the Hebrew people's worldview understanding and to really see the different meanings and how we can communicate that to an audience today. That's the biggest challenge, you know, to change it and to address it to an audience in their language. That's the call at the moment, to bring it clear, accurate, naturally, with meaning.
Amen.
Most importantly.
What a challenge. What a great calling, and may the Lord God Almighty just bless you and keep you, Gerard Marx. I'm going to repeat that. It's iblt.ac, not .co.za, it's .ac, IBLT, www.iblt. Academic programs, School of Biblical Hebrew, MA in Classical Hebrew, an MA in Classical Hebrew and Translating Consulting, and you may apply now. IBLT.ac. Gerard Marks, what a voorreg, what an honor to have you on air this afternoon. May the Lord God Almighty just bless you and keep you, sir.
Thank you very much, Johan, and to your audience. And as they're sitting there, the call also to pray particularly for those nations, those people groups, that still doesn't have a single verse of Scripture.
We will pray with you and thank you so much, Gerard. God bless to you and have a great afternoon.
Thank you.
And just go to www.iblt. You've got that? www.iblt.ac. C, not C-O dot Z-A, dot A-C.